All right, let's go. All right, folks, thanks for joining me. I'm Sam. I am an alcoholic. My home group is the Way Out group in Greensboro, North Carolina, and I'm also the webmaster for District 23, District 22, and sometimes District 24 as a special worker for those districts. One of the things that really has intrigued me is that we are definitely in a mobile environment now. So much more browsing of the web is done on the mobile, and when we can move it into an app, it seems to be really useful to a lot of folks. So we are at the Building the NAA TW event app. First, however, I got to do what I instructed other people to do, and that's read the podium sheet. So here we go. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution, does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. As I said, I am Sam. I'm an alcoholic, and welcome to the Building the 2016 NAATW event app presentation. In furtherance of the 11th tradition, we ask that no photographs or members' names be published at the level of press, radio, or film, including the internet. Your social media friends might love your pics, but consider the anonymity of others when you post. Please do not take anyone's photograph without his or her permission. NAATW is not a public forum. There is an expectation of privacy here. Please be considerate of our speakers and session content. Copyrights for all written content and recorded audio, video, or photographic content are maintained by NAATW in conjunction with any copyrights or agreements with recording vendors or others with written permission. Please do not post or publish NAATW content elsewhere without written permission. All general sessions are being recorded, so please be aware when using members' last names when presenting and sharing at the microphone. CDs of the recording sessions are available following each presentation. If you want a complete set for your own personal use, please order them prior to Sunday morning so they can be ready for you. A full set of the entire weekend, all numbered sessions, the Birds of a Feather sessions, and the speaker meeting is $90. Individual CDs are $8. Full sets of MP3s on flash drives are also available for $90 and will be mailed to you. Please see the recording staff at their display in the foyer. Our hospitality suite is room 318. It's open until midnight today. It is also open throughout the event. Please help us keep the hospitality room self-supporting and let the local Winston-Salem folks know how much we appreciate their services. Restrooms, as you exit this room, you can take a right and go to the end of the hall, and restrooms are on your left. The Friday night Birds of a Feather sessions start after dinner. They are organic sessions where you choose the topics. There are sheets with instructions on a table in the foyer for you to submit ideas and to volunteer to lead the discussion. Please take time at the breaks to add your topics and to sign up for those that interest you. At the start of the dinner break, we will determine which six topics have the most interest. Those will be our BOF sessions. We'll push a notification to you via the app about them. Information about them will also be at the registration table, and the topics will be posted at the entrances to their respective meeting rooms. And I am now introducing the session presenter. That's me. All right, so let's get going on this. We don't have a lot of time. So building the NAATW app was my first app. And so please forgive my graphic interface on it. It ain't pretty. But also, if it were going to be for an app that's going to last longer than this weekend, I would definitely have put more work into it. But we'll get into that. I went to Nikki Paz State Convention earlier this year in Greensboro, and they had an app. And one of the coolest things about it for me was the push notifications. When I got this notification that so-and-so is speaking, make sure you head over there, it was that much more engagement in doing things. It was also useful to know that, you know, games are being played in this location, or fellowship in over here, or dinner plans here. So it was something that was really useful in getting information to the attendees of the event who were not necessarily able to get that information in any other way. So I asked them about it. And one of the things that I got in talking with the Nikipa person who built the app was how easy it was for him to do it. He used a service called BuildFire. BuildFire.com is kind of a service like Wix or Squarespace or the like for building an app. It's not quite a drag and drop type of setup, but it's almost like that. It's one of those things where you have widgets, is a good way to think of it. BuildFire refers to them as plugins. And the general gist of how this works is you've got your home screen, and on that home screen, which is what we're seeing here, you add widgets that you have created elsewhere in the app. So we have the schedule widget that is populated with information about the schedule. We have the hotel map widget, which is an image of a hotel map that we received. So this is how we built the website, the app. It's really easy and it's really quirky. So this is one of the things that kind of you have to deal with an online website builder. And that's basically what you're doing when you're building an app, is you're building a website. So one of the things that's so easy is that there are tons of plugins to choose from to add content. But I actually had such difficulty at one point finding out what plugin do I use so I can simply put in a URL for the local AA district or intergroup so that folks can have just tap that and go to it. It wasn't intuitive, so I actually had to ask them for help. It's quirky. One of the things about its quirkiness, for instance, inputting time. Time is done in military time, and you are given a selector to tick up and down on these times, on these hours and minutes. Now, you can type hours and minutes into these fields, but it's saving. Every time you make a change, it is saving because you're dealing in a web environment. And depending on how fast your internet connection is, how fast their internet connection is, et cetera, sometimes it's fast, sometimes it's slow. And so I consistently got frustrated whenever I would try to type in the minutes for a schedule event. And if you've looked at the schedule, there's a lot of content on that schedule. So finally, I just gave up and started using the clicker. So that's the easy but quirky part of it. We're going to get into the back end of it, which will really help you understand what I'm talking about. Getting published, this was the interesting part of it. So the getting published is an easy-ish kind of thing to do. BuildFire.com is a service as well. It's not just a platform on which to build your app, but it is also a service that puts it into the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store for you under BuildFire's name. And so they manage the publishing for you. And so this is a monthly service fee. And one of the things that we got into was the cost, and we found that we could justify it. So the first cost is a $25 one-time fee that is required by Google to have a Google Developer account. So we had to open a Google account for the NAATW workshop and then pay that fee and have those credentials set up. And then there is a $59 a month hosting fee at BuildFire.com. So this is what gives you, now they've got a lower priced program, but it does not give you iOS store. It only gives you the Android app, not the iOS app. Let's be real, we need both. So $59 a month, and what we had to do was do our timing right. So we only had to pay $59 once. And so we submitted the app about a little over 2 weeks before this event started. so that we would have time to get it published and then time to kill the account right after the event was completed. So one of the things that we got into, Apple was fantastic. Within a day of our submitting our publish request via BuildFire, the app was in the store. The app was available to download, and it was rocking and rolling. Not true with Google. Google gave us a very lengthy and cryptic email stating that we had violated their impersonation policy. And it wouldn't tell us what the violation was. We didn't know, was it because we had said AA or Alcoholics Anonymous was part of the content because there was a link to an Alcoholics Anonymous website? Was it our logo? What was it? So we went back and forth with BuildFire a little bit, and ultimately what we did is produce documentation about NAATW and that we are legally using our logo on this application, and that this is for an event that we own, and da-da-da-da-da. And that information, apparently it was seemingly rejected automatically, almost, and that once some information was put in front of a person, then the app was approved. So it took us about 5 or 6 days just to get to the point where we knew what to send them. But once we got that information sent to them, the app was published in their store within 2 days, I think it was. So not a smooth process, but still it worked out well. All right, so what we're gonna do now is tour the app. So now you've got to put up with me doing stuff. All right, so I was updating the hospitality suite information while one of the presenters were going, so that's why we're in the app right now. When you start in the app, you've got a blank screen. You're not seeing that, are you? Well, that's just tacky. Can I drag that over there? I can. So you got to deal with somebody who doesn't know what he's doing here. Okay, so, and we're still not getting what I need. Anybody who wants to help, you're welcome to. All right, so we're going to have to drag across. I can't make their screen. So when you get into the app, you get this blank screen that you're working in. This is referred to as the home plugin. So on the home plugin, I've got this space to load all of these plugin instances. The home plugin is my home screen. And in each one of these, I can navigate to either via the instance or via the app. So via the app, I'm able to go into the schedule for the event and into each entry of that schedule. So in doing this, it really gets complex or simple. They give us a lot of design capabilities. Some of the things that they're pre-populating with are images and just really rich content on these pages that, again, because of the short lifespan of this particular app, I just didn't invest the time in building a graphically rich application. If this were something that were going to be around for a while, you can absolutely make this work in ways that are absolutely gorgeous. That's not me. So once we get into that, you can navigate entirely within the app to get back into locations. Hopefully it's not going to prove me wrong. All right. Other items that we added were simply images where we're showing a map of the hotel. And I get to work within an image library. If I hit to add an image, I already have some images loaded in the library. I mean, so if you've got any experience with, for instance, WordPress, where you've got a media library, you're dealing with a similar type of thing here. So getting back to the thing, it's not so much a drag and drop, but it's still one of those things where you've just got these elements and you create the element, and then on your home screen you say, okay, put that element here. It's really a simple interface. To that end, one of the things that is really fantastic is the push notifications. And every time I press publish, the content is automatically pushed to all devices, particularly if they restart the application. So if I've not been in the application for a while and I go into it, I'm going to get the newest content 5 minutes after I press publish. If I force a restart of the app by swiping it closed on an iOS device or similar and reopen the app, I instantly get the new content. But one of the other cool features about this is that push notification. Every time I publish, I get the option to send a push notification to tell people new information has been posted or this type of thing is, you know, we've done these changes to the app. But the other cool feature is that we have push notifications available to us. And so one of the ways that we used that last night was to notify that we had a group who wanted to get together for dinner at 7 o'clock. And so we sent a push notification out, and it got a group of people together. If we wanted, I'm not going to pester those folks by sending a push notification right now, but we could send a push notification right now, and every single person who has the app with push notifications enabled will have that pop up as a notification on their screen, on your watch even. And it's really a useful tool, and I hope that we have some like really cool reasons to use it during the event, and we're not facing things like the entire schedule has changed and we've got to tell you about that. That's it in a nutshell as to what's been going on with this event, with this event app, and where we are now is questions. It's a very high altitude summary of what I've done, and that's because we have a short period of time here in which to talk about it. So, do you have any questions about building something like this? How you might use it? Yeah.
I have a couple. My name is Buck. I'm out of
the world. Buck, make sure you give me a chance to repeat the question, please.
Thank you. I'll speak slowly. It's two parts. One is, do you envision this as replacing or complementing a website?
Do you envision this as replacing or complementing a website? I think for an event type of use like this, it's absolutely complementary. There's no way that this would replace the NAATW.org website. However, if this were to be something along the lines of a district or an area doing this, I still think it's going to be complementary, and the reason being because there's just so much content that, you know, our archives of minutes, for instance, that we wouldn't necessarily want to deal with in an app environment. However, it could still be useful for communicating time-relevant information to folks via the app push notifications or just basic information feed. I could see a home group level type of thing perhaps doing this, though it would have to be one of those that was like was mentioned earlier in the traditions presentation where 800 people attend. I don't think a 15-person home group is going to justify this.
Rather than going through the internet, and then they would absolutely be directed to the place on the internet to the website. Would that be a use?
Yes, that would absolutely be a use. So what we're talking about here is for an area to create an app that is populated with links to other information that exists out on the internet, on their website and on other websites.
Here's my last question. What about tracking? Is there anything in BuildFire that would lend itself to their tracking, who's signing up for the app? They're going to resell it, they're going to take the name, they're going to do anything. Is there any of that in the back room that you know of?
Is there anything in the BuildFire terms of service that says that they are monitoring who is using the app, who's signing up for it, reusing our design for other stuff? Not that I'm aware of. One of the things that is available in the BuildFire setup is a social plugin that does require users to create an account. So there is something that can require people to create a login, but we did not use that. This app is entirely free, and it has nothing that is tracking you other than Apple or Google knowing that you downloaded it.
So usage analytics?
I frankly just don't know if there are some. I do not know.
WordPress and the plugins and everything, and the security is kind of a little steep.
Right. So the question being, can you charge for it so that you can cover your expenses? Because so many of these technology solutions are requiring some money, and where do we get that? Yes, you can absolutely charge for your app. But in doing so, you would have to make your own determinations within your group or entity, service entity, as to whether or not you can justify that. But yes, you can charge for the app.
Does it have an e-commerce link on that app?
I do not recall if it has a storefront. Is that what you're asking for? A storefront plugin?
If you have it set up for us for this weekend.
Correct. Yes, we could have done a register now for the NAATW event via the application, via our app. Yes.
So it wouldn't take you necessarily to like a PayPal, or you'd have to tell it where to go.
Yes, it would probably, again, I have only researched this enough to build the application that we have. This was a quick and dirty app build. I did not go in and investigate Build App's capabilities to the nth degree. Or even to the beef degree. Yes?
Just a follow-on to that, I would doubt that you could do that with the terms and conditions of the iPhone or the Apple store, because they pretty specifically say you're not going to sell an app that has a back end that takes you somewhere else where you buy something that Apple doesn't get their cut.
Gotcha. So the gentleman is saying that we cannot necessarily do that in the Apple App Store because Apple wants their cut, and we would have to do it through their procedures. However, there could still be, if you recall, the NAATW registration process was twofold, and one of those was registering, which was providing the information through a MailChimp interface. So that information could still be collected, and then a bill could be sent to the person, that type of thing.
The other question I had regarding e-commerce, though, is that you didn't get an Apple account, right? You just sell through the BuildFire?
We do not have an Apple account. We are selling through the BuildFire account.
So you would have
distributing through.
You would have to get an Apple account to be able to charge.
I
to buy, so That would require a little different arrangement than sounds like you use.
It sounds like you know more about apps than I do, so I will say yes. Did you have a question?
Well, yeah, he's right. When you submit it, you have to create a developer profile and get an Apple ID.
Right.
And then when you upload it, and you set the price in Apple, you'll pay in Apple. And it's the same thing with Google. And if you're taking e-commerce, if you're taking payments, Apple will, when they go to review it, they will reject that app.
Okay, so
I'm trying to find the error because I've had it happen.
All right. So what I'm hearing from the gentleman is that we cannot charge for the app with the BuildFire account. Seems to be the consensus, but I just don't know. It's one of those things. I never looked at monetizing the app in the first place, so it's just not a feature I was looking for. So what I invite you to do, and the reason for this presentation, was to give you a brief taste of the back end of this app, on building it, what was involved, that it's kind of easy to do, a little quirky, that there's platforms that exist that allow you to do this so that you don't have to know how to code. In that type of thing, this covers that. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to wrap up the session at this point, but you're absolutely welcome to get with me after a session and we can chat about it more, or this can be discussed in one of the sharing sessions. We still have, I think, 5 left throughout the weekend where you can talk about this during one of the sharing sessions and we can have some more conversation around it. All right. Thank you all for attending this, and please do get with me afterwards.